Chapter 183. Inducement towards the recitation of some special verses and surahs of the Noble Quran. 1009. Abu Sayyid al-Rafi bin al-Mualla radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Shall I teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave the mosque?' Then he, peace be upon him, took me by the hand, and when we were about to step out, I reminded him of his promise to teach me the greatest surah in the Quran. He, peace be upon him, said, 'It is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, i.e. Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Asab Al-Matani, i.e. the seven oft-repeated ayat, and the great Quran which is given to me.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Allah the Almighty says, "And indeed, we have bestowed upon you the seven of Al-Matani, the seven repeatedly recited ayat, i.e. Surah Al-Fatiha and the Grand Quran, 1587. This hadith is an elaboration of the Quranic ayah quoted above. The Prophet, peace be upon him, held that Asab Al-Matani in Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter, because these seven ayat are recited not only in every salat, but in every rakah of every salat, for the reason that no salat is valid without the recitation of this surah, as is evident from the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, 'The salat of that person who has not recited Surah Al-Fatiha is void.' It has also been regarded as the greatest surah of the Quran, as it covers all the objects of the Quran and is a condensation of all the subjects which have been discussed in detail in its other surah. It includes the belief in the Tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah, the worship of Allah, the day of resurrection, promise of Jannah, and warning against hellfire, instances of the pious and impious people of the past communities, and the lessons their conduct has for others." Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi have reported a hadith in which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, i.e. Surah Al-Fatiha, is Al-Quran, that is, its origin, basis, and essence." 1010. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu reported about Surah al-Ikhlas, chapter 112. "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'By him in whose hand my soul is, it is equivalent to one-third of the Quran.' According to another version, he, peace be upon him, said to his companions, 'Is any one of you incapable of reciting one-third of the Quran in one night?' They considered it burdensome and said, 'O Messenger of Allah, which of us can afford to do that?' He, peace be upon him, said, 'Surah al-Ikhlas, say, He is Allah, the One, is equivalent to one-third of the Quran.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. One reading of Surah al-Ikhlas has return and reward equal to the recitation of one-third of the Quran. This surah mentions the oneness of Allah. This is enough to make one realize how much Allah likes the recitation and remembrance of His oneness. This is the reason he has declared shirk, polytheism, an absolutely unpardonable sin. 1011. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu reported, "A man heard another reciting Surah al-Ikhlas repeatedly. The next morning, he came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and informed him about it as if he considered it to be of little reward. On that, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'By him in whose hand my soul is, this surah is equal to one-third of the Quran.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Yattaqullah means he thought that its recitation had no special merits. The Prophet, peace be upon him, clarified his misunderstanding by elucidating its eminence. 1012. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Surah Ikhlas is equivalent to one-third of the Quran.'" Muslim. 1013. Anas radiyallahu anhu reported, "A man said, 'O Messenger of Allah, I love Surah al-Ikhlas. Say, He is Allah, the One.' He, peace be upon him, said, 'Your love for it will admit you to Jannah.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Some scholars have highlighted the eminence of Surah al-Ikhlas by saying that it comprises the whole discipline of Tawheed. This surah deals with Tawheed. Many other reasons have also been given for its great eminence by Muslim scholars. 1014. Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Do you not know that last night certain ayat were revealed, the like of which there is no precedence? They are, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Rabb of the daybreak, Surah 113, and say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Rabb of mankind, Surah 114, Muslim." Commentary: Alam tara means, have not you seen, or are you not aware? There is no precedence means that there is no other complete surah in the Quran on this subject except these two. For this reason, these two surah are called Al-Muaddithin, which means two surah which are used to seek Allah's protection. 1015. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to seek protection against the evil of jinn and the evil eyes till Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas were revealed. After they were revealed, he took to them for seeking Allah's protection and left everything besides them. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary: like men, jinns have also good and bad elements among them. Almighty Allah has endowed them with such power that if they want, they can, with the will of Allah, harm human beings. This is the reason mischievous jinns harm people. Similarly, influence of the evil eye is also true. What it means is that if a person looks at someone with greed and envy, the evil effects of his look will reach the person viewed, and because of that he has to suffer some loss or trouble or accident. For this reason, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would seek the protection of Allah against the jinns and the evil eye and pray in his own words for it, saying, I seek your protection against jinns and evil eyes of the people. After the revelation of the Surah Al-Falaq and An-Nas, last two surah of the Quran, he started reciting them because these were revealed for this purpose. These surah are also called Al-Muwadditain, which mean two surah which provide protection. It is therefore very useful to seek the protection of Allah by reciting them. 1016. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, there is a surah in the Quran which contains 30 ayat which kept interceding for a man until his sins are forgiven. This surah is, blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion. Surah Al-Mulk 67, At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. Commentary: this hadith means that on the day of resurrection, this surah will intercede with Allah for the forgiveness of its reciter. This hadith has been narrated in Arabic in the past tense because, like the past indefinite, its occurrence is definite and not open to inquiry. At some places, however, it has also been narrated in the present tense. 1017. Abu Masud al-Badri radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, he who recites the two ayat at the end of Surah al-Baqarah at night, they will suffice him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary: suffice him here means that he will be protected from the evils. Its other meaning is that these two ayat will take the place of tahajjud, optional prayer in the late hours of the night. Imam al-Nawawi has cited the latter meaning. 1018. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, do not turn your houses into graveyards. Satan runs away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Muslim. Commentary: this hadith instructs us not to turn our homes into the like of a graveyard through the negligence of reciting the Quran in them. It also points out the excellence of Surah Al-Baqarah, which when recited will certainly keep the devil away. 1019. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Abu Mundir, do you know which ayah in Allah's book is the greatest? I replied, it is Allah la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living. 2, 256. Thereupon, he, peace be upon him, patted me on the chest and said, rejoice by this knowledge, O Abu Mundir. Muslim. Commentary: the words cited in the hadith occur at the beginning of Ayatul Kursi number 256 of Surah Al-Baqarah of the Quran. The merits mentioned in the hadith are for the whole ayah. Ayatul Kursi mentions the majestic attributes and mighty powers of Allah and is therefore very meritorious. Rejoice by this knowledge means, may this knowledge be a source of respect, honor, and benefit to you. And knowledge here stands for the knowledge of the Quran and hadith, which is certainly a means of success in this world and the hereafter. 10:20. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, put me in charge of charity of Ramadan, Sadaqa al-Fitr. Somebody came to me and began to take away some food stuff. I caught him and said, I must take you to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. He said, I am a needy man with a large family, and so I have a pressing need. I let him go. When I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, the next morning, he asked me, O Abu Huraira, what did your captive do last night? I said, O Messenger of Allah, he complained of a pressing need and a big family. I felt pity for him, so I let him go. He, peace be upon him, said, he told you a lie, and he will return. I was sure, according to the saying of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, that he would return. I waited for him. He sneaked up again and began to steal foodstuff from the sadqa. I caught him and said, I must take you to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. He said, let go of me. I am a needy man. I have to bear the expenses of a big family. I will not come back. So I took pity on him and let him go. I went at dawn to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who asked me, O Abu Huraira, what did your captive do last night? I replied, O Messenger of Allah, he complained of a pressing want and the burden of a big family. I took pity on him, and so I let him go. He, peace be upon him, said, he told you a lie, and he will return. That man came again to steal the foodstuff. I arrested him and said, I must take you to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and this is the last of three times. You promised that you would not come again, but you did. He said, let go of me. I shall teach you some words with which Allah may benefit you. I asked, what are those words? He replied, when you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi 2:255, for there will be a guardian appointed over you from Allah, and Satan will not be able to approach you till morning. So I let him go. Next morning, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked me, what did your prisoner do last night? I answered, he promised to teach me some words which he claimed will benefit me before Allah. So I let him go. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, what are those words that he taught you? I said, he told me, when you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi from the beginning to the end, i.e., Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never compass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth, and preserving them does not fatigue Him. And He is the Most High, the Most Great. 2:255. He added, by reciting it, there will be a guardian appointed over you from Allah who will protect you during the night, and Satan will not be able to come near you until morning. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, verily, he has told you the truth, though he is a liar. O Abu Huraira, do you know with whom you were speaking for the last three nights? I said, no. He, peace be upon him, said, he was Shaitan, Satan, Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith tells us the excellence of Ayatul Kursi and the importance of reciting it before going to bed. 10:21. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever commits to memory the first 10 ayat of the Surah Al-Kahf and will be protected from the trial of Ad-Dajjal, Antichrist, Muslim. In another narration, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever commits to memory the last 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, he will be protected from the trial of Ad-Dajjal, Antichrist. Commentary. Ad-Dajjal will appear sometime before Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah, the Almighty, will give him some supernatural powers, the manifestation of which will shake the faith of many people. For this reason, this will be a serious trial. All prophets warned their people against him. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, also warned us against him and ordered us to guard ourselves from it and strictly advised us to seek refuge of Allah against it. This hadith tells us the way to save ourselves from Ad-Dajjal. The recitation of the first or the last 10 ayat or Surah Al-Kahf in the morning and evening is very useful for this purpose. Sheikh Al-Albani has, however, regarded the last 10 ayat probably and the first 10 ayat surely effective against this mischief. 10:22. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reported, while Gabriel was sitting with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he heard a sound above him. He lifted his head and said, this is a gate which has been opened in heaven today. It was never opened before. Then an angel descended through it. He said, this is an angel who has come down to earth. He never came down before. He sent greetings and said, rejoice with two lights given to you. Such lights were not given to any prophet before you. These lights are Fatiha til Kitab, Surah Al-Fatiha, and the concluding ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. You will never recite a word from them without being given the blessings it contains. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells the excellence of the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, that is, from Aman al-Rasul to the end of the surah. Anyone who recites these ayat with a sincere heart will receive guidance, forgiveness, and bliss in this life and the hereafter.